It went fairly well. We had some great wrestling, you know. In the regular tournament, 106, Jolynn had some pretty tough competition. You know, Jonathan Barrett of Wrangell was the champion. He'd placed the last 2 years at the state tournament and was region champ there. So at that weight, she ended up taking fourth. She had some tough competition all the way through from Barrett. And Thunder Mountain has a couple tough 106-pounders, but she ended up placing fourth in that weight class. And then we didn't have anybody until 120 pounds. We had Tegan Schwartz and Cole Spurl. And they did a great job and beat everybody there. There was about seven or eight wrestlers there in that weight class, but they just couldn't get past Kurt Bartlett from Sitka. He's two- or three-time region champ. He was a state champion 2 years ago, second in the state last year, and he's seeded first in the state this year. And they went after him. They pinned their opponents except for Kurt Bartlett. At 126 pounds, Israel Collison, there were only two guys there, Gagner of Sitka, Jacob Gagner, and Israel. And Israel gave him a good match. Gagner was second in the state last year, now our state champion, one or the other, pretty outstanding wrestler. And Israel gave him a match. I don't know if the score was 12-4 or what, but he battled with him. Buddy Stelmach will be the number one seed going into regions at 126. Gagner will be second, I believe, and then Collison will probably be third. At 132 pounds, we have freshman Alex Warhatch, and he did a really nice job. There's some older guys in that weight class and some good wrestlers. Ian Jensen of Wrangell should be the number one or two seed in the region. He's a junior. And then we have Leon Evan of Mount Edgecombe. They took first and second. Alex was given Yvonne a very good match in the semis, and then he got caught. But Alex is hoping for number three or four seed at the region tournament. If he can have a good match with Yvonne, then he'd be in the finals. But he's got a lot of guys there and older guys too, more experienced wrestlers. So, but he can do it. 138. Jacob Smith won a couple matches and fought his way into a fourth place. But the other top guys in there are pretty tough. Caleb Suarez, sick high school wrestler, state place winner and so forth, you know, region champion. He was back. And Maury Hayes of Haynes, also real good. And Jacob ended up taking fourth with a few wins, so that was nice for him. At 145, we had Zach Christensen, and Zach's one of the hardest workers on the team, but it was 145 is just stacked up. Those middleweights are stacked up with some pretty tough guys, and he's a sophomore now, but Sam Nolan of Thunder Mountain won the thing, and, you know, Sig Decker and Wrangell is a senior. He took second. He's captain of the team. So those top four places were pretty much, you know, solidified from some pretty strong wrestlers. At 52, Nathaniel Lenhardt had a really, really good tournament. He handily defeated Sam Armstrong, another senior from Wrangell, and then pinned Devin Mason of Thunder Mountain to get into the finals with Kyler Sumawong of Sitka, who is state champion and region champion and everything else, state place winner. And Nathaniel gave him a match, but it was Sumawong outscored him. It was nice for us to watch as coaches because we could kind of scout for the region, but Sumawong will get the number one seed in the region. Nathaniel will have number two. He just needs to battle in to try to get in the finals with Sumawong, and then we got to come up with a plan between now and next week, and it's got to be a good one because Sumawong is really an outstanding wrestler, but Nathaniel had a great, really good tournament, I thought. It was the best I'd ever seen him wrestle. And at 160 pounds, here we had freshman Isaac Taylor, and he had Dawson Miller of Wrangell, who is a senior, and number one seed in the region, and he had Alex O'Canna of Thunder Mountain. They're just two older wrestlers at 160 pounds, so Isaac had a tough time with them. Trying to encourage Isaac, you know, he's been working hard. It's just the guys are just out-muscle him. At 170 pounds, Corin Spruill decided maybe he'd go give that a try, and he did a great job. He ended up having a couple wins over Brandon Guthrie of Hoonah, and also ended up with some wins over the Sitka varsity. And so those wins probably got him a number three or four seed in the region, and that'll be his ticket to the state tournament. Brandon Ware, we had bad news about his knee is messed up, so he'll be out for the season. He's looking forward to coming back next season. But Matthew Espeset was kind of in between that weight class, 182 and 195. So he dropped to 182, and it's only his second tournament of the year. He's shown some good improvement, and he had some good wins. He also had some tough losses.